tolu chini kai ayo lu alogo moyade ala. God is here. I said God is here. And because God is here, his wonders he will perform in your life in Jesus' name. A touch from God. What are you? A touch from God. The power of God, the miracle of God, the anointing from on high will touch you right there. Somebody there, praise the Lord. Somebody there said, praise the Lord. Somebody touched me. And since he touched me, I now am free. You'll be free in Jesus' name. Let's have a word of prayer together. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless your name. What a good God. What a merciful God. What a miracle working God. You are touching everyone here tonight. We know you are here, and nothing will hinder your miracle working power in any life in Jesus' name. Bless everyone. Lift up everyone. Break every yoke. Destroy all the works of the devil. We thank you because we know it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. You are blessed already. Sit down now in the blessing of the Lord. Tonight we're looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, we're reading from verse 13. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men. Ye received that word not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which worketh also in you that believe. As you look at that verse of scripture, there's something that comes out very clearly, the word of God. And then those who receive that word of God, they believe the word of God. But there's something here, they received it not as the word of men. As the word of men. What's the difference? There are people, when they hear something, they say, Moses said to them, Moses said. That's how Pharaoh looked at the word that Moses brought. He said to his magicians, he said to his people, Moses said, let my people go. He was looking at the people as the people of Moses. And now Moses had come, and Moses said, he received it as the word of a man. That's why it didn't profit him. Other people will say, Joshua said, we're coming to conquer the land. And because they received that as the word of Joshua, they said, we will not allow that. We will fight against that. There's no way that what Joshua said will be fulfilled. They received the word as the word of man. Here comes David. And David said, I will give your flesh to the birds of the air. And Goliath said, look at this young man. The young man said, you see, when you hear the word of God and you hear it as somebody said, you know, some people, they're reading the Bible and you'll see Paul said, not Paul, revelation from heaven. And here Paul the apostle, he said, I'm thanking God for you Thessalonians because of this. When you heard the word word of God, the word that created the whole universe. When you heard the word of God, the word that raises the dead, when you heard the word of God, the word of God that saves the soul, when you heard the word of God, the word of God that recreates a new man in you, you received it as the word of God, and then it worked effectually in you. Tonight, as you read, as you hear the word, don't have the mind, word of Paul, word of Moses, the word of David, the word of man, because when you treat the word of God like that, it's like your textbook, it's like all those authors that are preaching all those secular books, and then you equate the word of God with them, with all those things that will not profit. But now you picture as if God singled you out and he came to you and he said, you tonight, I will heal you. God comes to you tonight. He is using me as his channel of communication. He's using me just as a representative, but it is not my word. God says, I'll wipe away all your tears. God says, all those problems you have been thinking about, all those problems that bothered you, here is the word of God for you tonight. And if God were to stand in front of you physically, and you could see him like those people in the Bible days, like they saw angels, and he pointed at you, and he said, I've singled you out. I came up for you. I want to tell you that every negative thing in your life, today, I'm going to remove everything. As you receive that as the word of God, cancer will vanish from your life. Incurable disease will vanish from your life. Salvation will come into your soul, and that salvation, even Satan will not be able to deny that salvation. God comes to you today, and he comes and the great power of his word. That's what we are talking about tonight. The great power of his word. The great power of his word. Look at Luke chapter 5. We're reading from verse 17. Luke chapter 5. We're reading from verse 17. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. Look at this. And the power of the Lord was present to heal. And the power of the Lord was present to heal. Let the church say amen. But you need to understand, there were Pharisees there. There were doctors of the law, DL, at the end of their name, or LD. And they came from everywhere. This one has this title, that one has that title, that other one has that title. And here comes Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Here comes Jesus, the Father of eternity. Here comes Jesus, his name is Emmanuel, he is wonderful. And here comes Jesus, and he opened his mouth. All the people there that heard, if they thought he is a teacher, Pharisee is a teacher, he is teaching his own session now, Pharisee will teach his own session later, and they equate them together, they'll get nothing. But as he spoke to them, he said, this is not the word of a man. He spoke as one having authority. The authority of heaven was upon him. The anointing of the Holy Ghost was upon him. And they put him in a higher class, in the class of deity, of divinity. And because of that, they received the word as the word coming from God. Everything God wanted to say, he deposited in Christ, his only begotten Son. And when he declared that word, it worked mightily in them, and the power of the Lord was present to heal. The Lord is going to speak to you today. His word will manifest power in your life. His word will turn around your life. This day will be the greatest day you have ever lived in your life. Joy will come. Happiness will come. Miracle will come. Healing will come. Conversion will come. A creative power will strike your life, and everything that is not of God will be bulldozed out of your life in Jesus' name. The great power of his word. Three things we're looking at. Number one is the creative power of God's word. The creative power of God's word. God is still creator. I said God is still creator. Anything that should be in your heart, in your spirit, in your soul, in your body, which is not there, a creative miracle will take place tonight. Nerves of the eyes that are dead, creative miracle will take place tonight. The membrane and all the areas of the ear that are stopped functioning, totally dead, and you cannot hear a word this ear or this ear, even if you are born that way, a creative miracle is coming upon your life tonight in Jesus' name. You see, these legs are heavy. It is like, you know, I cannot use them anymore. I see God walking on those legs. And I see the Lord walking in your life. Creative miracle. Something you never had before is coming upon your life in Jesus' name. In the country, Namibia. And this child, when she was born, the tongue was out. And as the child was growing up, flies were bee on the tongue, and the child could not pull back the tongue. The parents appealed to the government of Namibia, and the government of Namibia took up the case and it sent the child to South Africa, where they had good, wonderful doctors. The doctors examined and eventually, with all their research and everything, they said, "Very sorry, we've not seen anything like this before. We cannot do this. What are we going to do? Are we going to cut off the tongue or whatever?" Nothing to do, so they came back home. And we happened to go to Namibia, and they were thinking that at the end of that service of that day, that they will come to see me so that I can pray for the child. But while the word of God was going on, without our knowing anything at all, the mother was carrying the child. We said, "Let us pray," and the mother closed her eyes, and then lo and behold, what we said in Jesus' name, and the mother opened their eyes, the tongue had gone in. Everything was okay. There is creative miracle when you understand this is the creative word of God. Number one is the creative power of God's word. Number two, the converting penetration of the gospel word. The converting penetration of the gospel word. You see, when you allow the word to stay on the surface of your heart, and it doesn't go in and penetrate your heart, the word will not do anything. It is when the word penetrates and comes inside you, conversion will take place. Penetration penetration. It penetrates your soul, your mind, every part of you. You will never be the same again. I can picture in my mind now, I can see the place I was sitting in Togodumil, that is in Lome, their capital. And this wife was concerned for the husband. The husband was a medical practitioner, but he should have been the medical director of the whole country. But he was strong, always strong. You know, I even wondered why they kept him in that position. And then as well, they took a meal, then it says, the wife said, I want my husband to see you, and I want all this drinking, and it makes his life useless. I want him to see so you can pray for him. I said, it's all right, let him come. And then at the end of the program, the very last day, that's when the man showed up, and the wife said, let's go today, they're finishing today. And the man said, I'm coming, go ahead, I will surely come. And the wife came expecting the husband. While the husband was coming, then he branched at a bar. And when he branched, he stuffed himself with the old stuff, drunk. And then eventually he staggered in, and I see where I'm sitting now. And then as he came in, I'm telling you, I could perceive the odor of everything he took that morning. And eventually I said, welcome sir, how are you? You know, I acted as if I didn't know what was going on, because you have to allow people to save their face, respect them, whoever they are, touch them, and let the love of God penetrate them. And as I spoke to him that way, he appreciated the respect and the honor I gave him. I didn't ask him, did you drink today? You're smelling, something has happened, and your wife has been bothered. I didn't say anything like that. I just told him, you know, the love of God, he loves you the way you are, and the Lord wants to do something in your life. And that good news and that message of love and mercy penetrated him. And then he said, can you pray for me? I said, now confess your sin. I led him in the sinner's prayer, and then I prayed. The man was free. Totally, completely free, because the gospel, the good news, penetrated his heart. As the good news penetrates your heart today, I'm telling you, you're a new man. You're a new woman. And what you thought was impossible before, everything now becomes possible. A new man, a new woman, a new boy, a new girl, you will soar above. Point number three is the complete performance of his gracious word. Complete performance of his gracious word. We were in Cote d'Ivoire. You know, you might call it Ivory Coast. That's English. Cote d'Ivoire is the name. In Abidjan, the capital. We were having regular meeting. It was evening time, like this evening. And there was one man that had terrible evil power, and he heard that the children of God were singing choruses. They were happy. Why are they happy like this? I'm going to scatter them. And so he entered in, and people did not know. And as he entered in, he sat down ready to do his occultic thing and to scatter the people. That night it happened that as the word of God came forth, the word that has performance, I'm telling you, there's performance in your life today. And I preached. After preaching, I then gave the altar call, and I said, you want to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Bow down your head, close your eyes, raise up your hand. The man said in his testimony later that he never bent under any instruction. Never will he close his eyes for anyone. He was surprised. He closed his eyes. Authority passes authority. Power passes power. And then said, all right, that's not enough. Come out here. And all those people that raised up their hands, they came out. And he also came out. And as he came out, I said, we're going to pray. I led them in prayer. And then I said, praise the Lord, it's done. Like tonight, praise the Lord in your life that it is done. And then he looked around. He said, my tiger, people did not understand. They said, what do you mean by your tiger? He said, anywhere I go, there's a spiritual tiger that follows me. And is that tiger I sent you, you know, do whatever. And now I cannot find my tiger anymore. The tiger was gone. All those evil powers, they're destroyed and they're broken in Jesus' name. And there is a performance in your life coming tonight. Performance in my life. Complete performance of his gracious word. That word will work mightily in your life in Jesus' name. But understand the secret. When you hear the word, you do not receive it as the word of man, but as it is in truth, the word of God. You will never be the same again. You'll have joy you cannot control. Peace you cannot control. Authority and power you cannot control. Because a new thing is happening in your life tonight. Number one is the creative power of God's word. The creative power of God's word. And look at Psalm 33. We're reading from verse 6. Psalm 33. We're looking at verse 6. It says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. By the word of the Lord, a word that the heavens were made and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He speaks the word and the whole universe is created. All the planets are created and the solar system, everything to the Milky Way, what you can see, what you cannot see of the creation of God in the whole world. Everything was created by the word of the Lord. Now look at your life. What do you think God cannot create in your life? Look at how the power of the word. He spoke and it was done. And as he speaks tonight in your life, it is done in Jesus' name. Look at verse 9 there. In verse 9, for he spake and it was done. He spake and it was done. And remember, we're talking about God who changes not and is forever the same. And Jesus Christ, the mighty word, forever the same. That word is working in your life today. While the message is going on, creative work is happening. The pain is being taken away. That swelling on the right hand side of your tummy is vanishing away. While we're still preaching, and lo and behold, when we now pray and confirm everything, and you open your eyes and you touch that place, it's gone. The miracle has been performed because he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. He commanded and it stood fast. In Jeremiah chapter 32. Jeremiah chapter 32. Look at verse 17 there. In verse 17 it says, ah Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretch out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. It's telling us the measure of what God can do in the present day and in your personal life is the measure of the creation of the whole world. It says, ah Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretch out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Nothing too hard. Your life with God, everything is straightforward and easy. It will happen tonight. What man cannot do, what specialists cannot do, what experts cannot do, the Lord will fulfill in your life tonight. Look at verse 27 there. In verse 27, behold, I am. Never I was, I am that I am. Behold, I am the Lord. Behold, I am the one in charge. Behold, I'm the one in authority. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. The God of all flesh. That's telling you that, you know, of all flesh, that means of everyone. And there is no part of your body, no part of your flesh that the Almighty God cannot work on. It will happen today. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Already he has said, there is nothing too hard for me. And everyone who knows, that's not the word of Jeremiah. It is the word of the Lord. And they received it as the word of God. They can now answer that question. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Let somebody answer. You know, in Lagos, and glorious revival going on, and you know, as we learn the word of God, and we know that nothing is impossible for God, this woman came to the meeting. The peculiar problem is, because of the medical challenge that she had, they had removed the womb completely. And the woman said, but I need a child. But the husband said, they're good enough for me. I understand. I put my signature on the paper. They should remove your womb because I saw the danger. And you know, the husband took the wife to the doctor, and the doctor explained the reason for the operation and the result of the operation. The womb has been taken away, and then the woman left them and came to Bagada. Somebody mentioned Bagada there. Say it excitedly. Say it as if that is your headquarters. And the woman came to Bagada, and you know, we were praying. And those of us who believe that with God all things are possible, we don't know any impossibility. I said, there's a woman there, they removed the womb, and you know, you still want a child, wherever you are, raise up your hand. And she raised up her hand because she didn't think of that word as the word of man, as the word of the minister, but as the word of God. And then we prayed. And I said, go back home and buy baby things. The baby is coming on the way. Praise the Lord. And then she went back home and she began buying baby materials. And the husband said, what are you doing? Oh, he said, I'm expecting a baby. Who told you that? He didn't say Pastor Son. So he said, God told me that. God will tell you. I said, God will tell you. And what God tells you, he will do in Jesus' name. She became pregnant. She went to that hospital to see the doctor for antenatal care. And the doctor said, there's no way, you cannot be pregnant. All that is psychological. There's no psychology here. There's power here. And then 5 months, she went back again and said, doctor, test me. Look at this. My tummy is bulging. And the doctor said, you know, I've studied this kind of thing. When a woman is thinking of pregnancy, the tummy can be like that. It's all phantom. It's not phantom. This one is faith. And then the 9th month, she went to that same hospital. Guess what? She delivered a bouncing baby. Looks like there is something in your hand you cannot clap very well. Praise the Lord. Now, here is the climax of the story. The day she came to Gbagada to give the testimony, the doctor left the work he was doing. He came to Gbagada with her. After that testimony, the doctor took the microphone and said, I am the doctor that performed the operation. This boy, this child you see now, this is miracle baby. Miracle baby coming your way. Miracle husband coming your way. A miracle wife coming your way. Today is your day. It will be done in Jesus' name. Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter, let's go to chapter 11 and let's look at verse 3. Hebrews chapter 11, we're looking at verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were made by the word of God. The worlds were made, the universe was created, all the planets were created by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. Out of nothing, the Lord can create everything. In your life, nothing. But in your life, after prayer, everything will come. Everything will come into place. The joy of the Lord will be the strength of your life in Jesus' name. Point number two now. Point number two is the converting penetration of the gospel word. The converting penetration of the gospel word. Let me explain something there. Gospel means good news. Good news from heaven. Glad tidings from heaven. You know, when some things happen, negative things, bad things, then there's no good news, and then that news that you heard weakens you, troubles your mind, gives you pain in your stomach because somebody told you something bad that had happened, or maybe a false prophet, or even a good prophet like Isaiah came to Hezekiah and he gave him news and it was not good news. He said, get ready, pack your load, terminal disease has come, you are going to die. And then Hezekiah said, I said, that's not good news. How did you come to tell me that? And then he turned around to God. He said, I will tell myself good news. Tell yourself good news. And the good news you tell yourself will erase all the bad news out of your life in Jesus' name. And he said, God, can I talk to you about this? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. We can reason about this. And he said, I'm not ready to die yet. I still have some project for your glory. I still have some things I have to do for your glory. I can't die now. Look at this and look at this and look at my vision. Look at my intention and look at the way I've been living. God said, that's all right. That's all right. And then he was crying, wipe away your tears. I understand you want good news to take effect in your life. How many years do you want more? All right, I give you 15 years extra. Look at that. That is what good news will do in your life. Anything that is collapsing, everything that appears, everything is over, it is not over yet. In your life, it is not over yet. In your family, it is not over yet. In your vision, it is not over yet. And then he told Isaiah, go back to the man and change the bad news you gave him and change it to good news. The good news, then Isaiah came. Isaiah said, God said, that's not my word. That's not Isaiah's word. I'll give you extra 15 80 years to live, and he got it. And he got it. And the sickness that would have killed him, that sickness was healed. And all the things that would have made him to pack everything, crying and weeping and saying, my wife, I'm going. Isaiah said, I'm going. Everything said, I'm going. I'm feeling it in my body. My senior brother, junior brother, if you don't come today, tomorrow, you will not meet me alive, preparing for death. Scatter all those ideas. Good news have come. I said, good news coming your way. The gospel is good news, and it's the gospel word. When it penetrates your heart, everything will change. You have not been smiling, you will smile. You have been laughing, you will laugh. The goodness of God will be repeated in your life in Jesus' name. Now, that kind of news, the gospel, brings conversion. Look at Psalm 19, we're reading from verse 7. Psalm 19, verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect. The law of the Lord is perfect. It is the word of God that will turn every imperfection in your life, and it'll make it perfect. You will stand upright. You will live upright. There'll be a change in your mind, a transformation in your mind, a conversion in your life. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. All the ignorance of the past, everything will be swept away. All the bad luck of the past, everything will be swept away. And the weakness of character that have been there before, all that weakness of character, the Lord will sweep everything away in Jesus' name. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. And look at this in Psalm 51. I'm reading from verse 12. Psalm 51, we're reading from verse 12. In Psalm 51, verse 12, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. You know, when we were first born again, saved, the peace was so much. And the joy was so much. It was like you were walking on the air, as if your feet were not touching the ground. But you know, as time went on in this man's life, his name is David, then he began to cool down. He began to slow down. He began to look in the wrong direction. He was no more looking unto the Lord. Look unto me, all ye the ends of the earth, and be ye saved. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for our salvation he gave himself as a sacrifice, and for the joy before him he endured the cross, even the cross at Calvary. But now David was looking in the wrong direction, and as he looked in the wrong direction, he fell, and the joy went, the victory went, and now he came to pray, and he said, oh Lord, I know what salvation feels like. I know what eternal life feels like. I know what conversion feels like. I don't feel like that. Now restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. I don't want a make-believe salvation, something I just suppose. I want your very salvation to come into my soul. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. That's what God will do tonight. He answered David's prayer. He will answer your prayer. Uphold me with thy free spirit. And then when that happens, and I have that conversion and that clear evidence that the grace of God has come back, that salvation original has come back, then look at what I will do. Look at verse 13. In verse 13, then when I teach transgressors thy ways, I will tell them, this is how I got it, and this is how you will get it. This is how I was restored, and this is how you're going to be restored. This is how salvation, the victory, and the peace, and the joy, and the excitement of salvation, this is how it came to me. I will teach them, those transgressors, and sinners shall be converted unto me. Sinners shall be converted unto me. You are hearing the good news right now. And the good news coming to you will not leave you the way you are. The good news will make you stronger. The good news will do a creative work, converting, penetrating work in your life in Jesus' name. Look at Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Acts chapter 3, we're reading from verse 19. It says, repent ye therefore and be converted. Repent ye therefore and be converted. What's repentance? Repentance is turning around. You're going a particular direction. And I say, what are you looking for? I'm looking for joy. I'm looking for peace. I'm looking for forgiveness. I'm looking for acceptance with God. I'm looking for everlasting life. If that's what you are looking for, that road you are taking is the broad way. It will not take you there. Turn 180 degrees, not 360 degrees. You know, there are people, when you're preaching, they'll say, turn around 360 degrees. I want to tell you something. If you are facing this way and you turn a full cycle 360 degrees, you'll still be in that way. But you turn 180 degrees. You turn like this, 180 degrees, and then you go in the opposite direction. The things I used to do, I do them no more. The places I used to go, I go there no more. And the things I used to drink, I drink them no more. The company, the gang I used to keep, I keep them no more. You turn away 180 degrees, you go this direction. That's repentance. Repent ye therefore and be converted. Your soul will be converted. I said your soul will be converted, your mind will be converted, your brain will be converted, your thinking will be converted, and your habits will be converted, and your lifestyle will be converted. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. All your sins, everything you ever did, will be blotted out with the eraser and the melting of heaven, and all those sins, you'll not see them anymore. And then it says, when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, the time of refreshing, it will refresh your life. It will make you many years younger. Younger in your thinking, younger in your life, and younger in your perspective. And you will never be the same again. I wish I could meet you after the final prayer tonight. I mean, one-on-one, I will see that joy on your face. I'll see that delight in your life. And I will say, here is a converted man. Here is a converted woman. Refreshing will come to your life. It is happening tonight in Jesus' name. Look at verse 26 there. In verse 26, unto you first, God, having restored his son Jesus and sent him to bless you, you will not dodge your blessing. You know, I will say, rise up on your feet when that time comes. And then if you want to have Jesus, your Savior, be a friend, a personal friend, a personal support, a personal help to go along with you through life, raise up your hand. Then some people dodge. You will not dodge blessing. You will not dodge miracle. You will not dodge eternal life. When it says, raise up your hand because eternal life is coming now, you shoot up that hand, and before you open your eyes, new life has come. Salvation has come. Eternal life has come. Unto you first, God has been raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. It will happen. Your life will be turned around. Better. Higher. Greater. Happier will you be in Jesus' name. Point number three now. Point number three is the complete performance of his gracious word. The complete performance of his gracious word. Do you know tonight a performance is going to take place in your life? I said a performance is going to take place in your life. Jeremiah chapter 1 from verse 11. Jeremiah chapter 1, reading from verse 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me. Hold on. What made the difference between all these people we read about in the Bible and many people today? Many people today, the word of the Lord comes to them, they don't realize. And therefore, they're going about with the words of men, with the words of philosophers, with the words of, you know, educationists, with the words of writers, and with whatever word is flying around in the society. That's all the word that comes to them. That's why they're ordinary. But when the word of the Lord comes to you, that's what single Jeremiah out. That's what single Isaiah out. That's what single out. All those people, the worthies of all, the word of the Lord came unto them. That word is coming to you tonight. And as you receive it as the word of God, not as the word of man, your life will soar above. And all that we have been talking about, every promise we claim, every prophecy we talk about, every good thing we talk about, will become fulfilled in your life in Jesus' name. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? Jeremiah, what seest thou? That's a great question. What seest thou? Some people say, I see a dark future. What seest thou? I see powerful enemy. What seest thou? I see a captivating sinner. What seest thou? I see a destructive habit. What seest thou? I see bad luck. What seest thou? I see territorial spirits. What seest thou? They do not see the word of God. As you see the word of God tonight, everything will change. I don't see Satan in your life anymore. I don't see bad luck in your life anymore. I don't see calamity in your life anymore. I don't see premature death in your life anymore. How about you? What do you see concerning yourself? I said, what do you see? I see good news. I see happy event in your life. I see transformation in your life. I see removal of sickness out of your life, even from today in Jesus' name. I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Not a rod that is getting dry, a rod that we're going to put in the fire, but it's blossoming and it's bringing forth fruit. I see the incredible. I see the impossible. I see what other people cannot see. It's just a rod, but that rod is going to bear fruit. I see a dry nation of Israel, and that nation of Israel, like a rod, is going to blossom again and it's going to flourish. And I see my brother there, my sister there. I see that now the time of flourishing has come for you. And the time of refreshing has now come for you. You see well, I see healing, I see miracle, I see deliverance. I see the power of God working in your life. And look at verse 12. Look at verse 12. It says in verse 12, then said the Lord unto me. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen. Once the Lord can tell you that, your problems are over. If you say, I see Satan, I see sickness, you don't see Calvary, you don't see his atonement, you don't see that by his stripes we're healed, you have not seen well, look again. And then the servant said, okay, now I don't see good, I don't see bad, I see nothing, how can you see nothing? Go back again. And now he came and said excitedly, I see the cloud like a man's hand. And then he said, that's enough, go tell Ahab, a change has come. The drought is over. The famine is over. And there's going to be a mighty rain of blessing upon every life in Jesus' name. Thou hast seen well, I will hasten my word to perform it. I will hasten my word to perform it. In your life, God says, it's going to hasten. It's going to be in a hurry. And very quickly and very soon, it will perform the word of promise and the word of power in your life in Jesus' name. And look at Luke chapter 1 verse 37. Luke chapter 1 verse 37. In Luke chapter 1 verse 37, here is the word of the angel, for with God nothing shall be impossible. For with God nothing shall be impossible. In your life, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And as a sinner, if you submit your life to the Lord tonight, from that point on, God will fast track all the good things of life coming your way. For with God nothing shall be impossible. I see it on you. I see it coming to you. And I see that, you know, all the impossibilities and, you know, this cannot happen. I come from this family. I come from that family. My father was polygamous. My mother was whatever. Forget all about that. We're coming in the presence of God now. And now everything that needs change in your life is going to be changed. You'll go higher than your family members. You'll go higher than all the history you knew before. A new thing will happen in your life in Jesus' name. Your family will be proud of you. You see, normally when they get to this age, then everything turns bitter. But now you are that age, you are still going up, you are above that age, you are still going up, and your family members will come and ask you, what's your secret? You are very different from every member of this family. And then you will say, your secret is God. Because with God, nothing shall be impossible. Look at verse 45 there. Verse 45, blessed is she. I have a sister there, and the Lord tells me to tell you, blessed is she. I have a brother there, I have a son there, and the Lord sent me to talk to you, and he says, wipe away your tears and remove all the heartache. Blessed are you. Congratulations. Things have turned around. Things are no more the way they were before. The touch of God is coming upon your life, and the miracle power of God is going to take effect in your life. Blessed is she that believed, but there shall be a performance. There shall be a performance. There shall be a performance. Receive that from God, not from man. There shall be a performance. Where are we expecting performance today? Where are we expecting the performance today? Let those people identify by raising up their hands. Let them identify by standing up. Performance, performance, performance. There shall be a performance of those things which were told her or told him from the Lord. I'm happy for you. I'm excited for you. A performance has now started. And the promises of God are now yes and amen in your life. There is a creative power. There is a converting penetration. There is a complete performance. And it is for you today. Open your mouth and talk to the Lord in prayer. Open your mouth and talk to the Lord in prayer. It's yours. It's yours. Performance in your life, creative power of God that will work without any hindrance. Your legs will be firm, your body will be strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the sick say, I am well. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. There is a converting penetration of a gospel word. The word of the gospel, the word of grace, the word of good news. You've got the good news today, and it's going to be a complete performance of all the word, of all the promises you have heard. Not partial performance, total, full, complete, overflowing, total performance of the good word, the gracious word you have heard. No crying anymore, no sorrow anymore, no regrets anymore. No complaints anymore. Believe the word. Believe the word. It will work mightily, effectually in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody, in Jesus' name, we pray. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Nobody here will dodge the blessing of the Lord. The Lord God of heaven has sent Jesus to bless you in turning away everyone from his iniquity. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You are turning from your iniquity, you are turning from your transgression, you are turning from the sins that have followed you and ruined your life until this time, and you want salvation, you want a change, you want a transformation, you want a turning around. This is your chance. Don't dodge. Just raise up your hand and say, here I am. Here I am. The Lord has sent Jesus as Savior to you, as Redeemer to you, as the one that will transform your life anywhere you are, on the ground floor, anywhere you are, at the first gallery, anywhere you are, at the second gallery, anywhere you are outside, anywhere you are, in any group, in any district, in any town, in any state of Nigeria, anywhere you are, any country outside Nigeria, any country outside Africa, and you're saying, I'm turning my life over unto Christ, I will not dodge the blessing of salvation. Wherever you are, even when you're alone by yourself, with that hand said, just raise up your hand, and conversion, penetrating conversion, will come into your life. Raise up that hand, raise up that hand. While you're raising the hand, just tell the Lord, Lord, thank you. Your thought of me, thank you. You have brought salvation to me, thank you. You have brought conversion unto me, thank you. You have sent Jesus unto me to be my Savior. Thank you, Lord. I turn away from my sin. I turn away from the things that have ruined my relationship with you. I accept, I receive Jesus Christ as my personal Savior now. And then thank him. Because the moment you receive, that moment it is done. The joy of salvation will come there. The refreshing in your soul will come right there. Keep up that hand and pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for all your creatures, the people that realize your love, that you love them and you have sent Jesus to save and forgive them and set them free. Lord, I pray that connection will happen right now and there will be real conversion in Jesus' name. Turn their minds away from evil. Turn their minds away from darkness. Turn their minds away from all those bad habits and turn them unto yourself right now in Jesus' name. Forgive them. Save them. Change their lives. Let the joy of salvation be in every one of their hearts right now. Confirm that conversion, that transformation, that salvation right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Another amen. A joyful amen. God bless you. Keep your hand up so that our leaders, our ushers, our members of the choir will see you there and they give you the slip, the card to fill. It's a great day. It's a day of transformation, a day of good news, a day of the grace of God penetrating into your life. Let's rejoice together and put the correct information on those cards that are given to you. We'll do that just for a minute or two, and then creative power, curing power, recovering power, healing power, miracle working power will work in everybody's life. This should be going on now in all the various groups and districts where we've gathered together, in every stage, in every region, everywhere. We're rejoicing because of the people who have come to know the Lord as their personal Savior, and the joy of salvation is beaming up in their hearts right now.
Now that you are born again, now that you have given your life to the Lord, the first miracle you have received tonight is that of salvation. Other miracles are following. So give your names, all your information to the counselor. Counselor everywhere, please. Let's get all the data of all that have given their life to the Lord. And if you are watching online and you gave your life to Christ, after the pastor's message this evening, there is a link below your screen. Please visit the link and fill out the form so we can assist you further in your work with Christ. Also, if you are listening via radio or via any means and you have just given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, please send your name, your phone number, and your location address via SMS or WhatsApp to this number +234 915444 9263. I repeat, +234 915444 9263. I repeat again, send your name, your phone number, and your location address via SMS or WhatsApp to +234 915 444 9263. do that quickly, as our counselor everywhere take the data form or the new convert before the miracle prayer by our Father in the Lord. Let's do that. Counselor, please, hasten up. Let's take all those information. Let's put them together. There will be a special banquet for all those who gave their lives to Christ this coming Sunday after the crusade, both online and in all our headquarter churches. More details about this will be sent to you. Our pastor will be delighted to have you join this special banquet. So please, counselor, let's take all the information of all the converts tonight. As you have given your life to the Lord, this night, a new life of miracle signs and wonders have started. The first miracle you have is a miracle of conversion. Give all the information so that we can be of further help to you, your walk with God, your spiritual growth and development, so that every other blessing that will follow, you will be able to have access unto them. Counselors, please, let's know whether you are done with all the people that have given their life. Let's do that quickly. Our Father in the Lord will be coming back to give you prayer of miracle. And as this word of God has gone out, the power in the word of the Lord will take root downward in your life. And you are not going to only experience the miracle and the signs and wonders. You are going to be the carrier of miracle yourself. So everywhere you go, miracle will be happening. So get set, as the Father, as our Father in the Lord, the man of God, will be praying miracle prayer for you now. Everywhere in your house, everywhere you are, online, offline, you are at work, you are listening to radio, social media, or any other means, get ready now, as the miracle prayer will be coming. Any type of problem you are passing through, or whatever be your situation tonight, I have come to announce to you, the hand has come to that problem. You've given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, number one miracle, and every other benefit of salvation, things that accompany salvation, blessings that accompany salvation, will be released unto you tonight. Counselors, are you ready? Have you collected all those information? Let's know. As you are getting set now, the miracle prayer will be coming up now. So let's all stand up. Let's all stand up in all the location. Stand up on your feet. I am persuaded something great is coming your way tonight. I am persuaded something wonderful is coming your way tonight. Don't forget, 5 years of gospel crusade with Kumuyi. It's been moving from one place to the other, and now it's landing in your yard. It's landing in your life. It's landing in everything that appertains unto you. So let's rise up from everywhere we are now, as the miracle prayer will be coming up from the man of God, our Father in the Lord. Let's rise up on our feet.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah, what seest thou? Now put your name there. What's your name? What seest thou? I see healing. I see deliverance. I see miracle. I see power. I see strength. I see added years to your life. I see the light. I said, I see the mercy of God upon your life. I see miracle. Thou hast seen well. I will hasten my word to perform it. A performance in your life today. Complete performance of his gracious word in your life. Where are you? Miracle is coming your way. Strength is coming your way. Anointing that breaks every yoke is going to operate in your life. When you hear the final amen, open your eyes. It's done. It's of that time. And lay your hand where you have the problem. Father, in the name of Jesus, We thank you because this is a day of performance. That's what you said, and you cannot lie. By your word, the world was created. And by that same word, a creative miracle is going to take place in every life here today in Jesus' name. Touch everyone. Heal everyone. Take sicknesses away. Take infirmities away. I pray you'll make impossibility possible right now. I pray, Lord, every kind of weakness, every kind of sickness, every kind of infirmity, you touch everyone right now. Take them away in Jesus' name. Pain in any part of the body, come out in Jesus' name. Problem in the head and problem of depression in the mind, come out in Jesus' name. And those arthritic pains, the joints that cannot move very well, oh Lord, lubricate everywhere. And all the stiffness and all the pain, all the impossibility of raising hand and putting it up or walking normally, take all that away in Jesus' name. And then the disease that he has come to take away life, cancer, tuberculosis, or blood, issue of blood, any sin bothering the people, I pray, Lord, I send forth your power. Heal them in Jesus' name. That one that is bent over and cannot lift up himself or herself, I pray that the strengthening power of the Lord will come upon you right now. You can stand up straight now. Everything is all right. You're in the wheelchair. You're having crutches, or you're walking with whatever movement you can do. I pray the power of God will come upon you now. Rise up from the wheelchair in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, every kind of creative miracle, healing miracle, recovery miracle, every kind of spectacular miracle your people need, here is the moment of performance. Do it in every life right now. We give the glory to you. We thank you because we know it is done. In Jesus' name, I pray. It's done right now. Check up. There's a lot of miracle in the house tonight.